It might surprise you to learn that Savannah's first Jews enjoyed more cultural, religious, social, and economic freedoms than other places in Europe or in any of the other colonies. Just one day after stepping off the ship, this group, the largest group of Jews to settle in colonial America, held their first worship service in Savannah. In those early years, services were held in members' homes and later in rented quarters. The settlers chose Mikveh Israel, the Hope of Israel, as their congregation's name. A few years later, the Jews that had escaped Spain and Portugal found themselves in Spain's crosshairs once again when 3,000 Spanish soldiers from Florida invaded Georgia. With fresh memories of the Inquisition and with the threat of being burned at the stake, the Spanish-Portuguese Jews quickly fled Savannah. Dr. Nunez and his family settled in New York, while others moved to Charleston and Philadelphia. This left the small group of Ashkenazi Jews to rebuild the congregation. 87 years after arriving in Savannah, members were finally able to worship in their first permanent home. That dedication was notable because an organ was played. This was the first time in America that instrumental music was part of a Jewish service. About 10 years later, like so many other wooden structures of that time, fire destroyed the original building. 10 years later, a new brick building was erected. The congregation outgrew that building after the Civil War, and the present-day building was erected.